You excited for another year of youth ministries? Okay, I'm just checking on you here. I'm just taking your temperature a little bit. We have been praying for you this week. We have been preparing for you this week. We have a great night in store, and it is wonderful to see your faces and to get another year started. Thank you so much for being here this evening. I know how busy we all are and what a busy schedule this time of year you must have, but thank you for taking time tonight to be here with us. And it is our privilege to host you tonight and give you some very important information about what you can expect this year. Before we go any further, let me find out who's in the room tonight. If this is your first time ever volunteering and leading in any area of our youth ministry, if this is your first year doing that, would you just raise your hand so I could see you? Wow, look at all these hands. Nobody told you yet, did they? That's why you're here tonight. We're praying for you. This is going to be the ride of your life. Now, how many of you are returning? This is 2 years. How many of you have done this for 2 years? How many of you have done it for 3 years? Wow. 4 years? 5 years? 6 years? 7 years? 8 years? 9 years? 10 years? I still see some hands. 11 years? 12 years. Let me just stop. How long? 12. 13. 17. Oh, my goodness. So anyway, listen, check this out. I wanted you to get a sense of the gluttons for punishment that are in the room tonight, okay? Can we give them a huge round of applause? Thank you so much, every one of you, for being here tonight. It's an amazing thing to see you come back over and over and over. Can you imagine the impact that you're having on the lives of students? They will never forget you. Hey, I want to tell you something. We've been working very hard this year, especially this summer. We've been working hard to make this the best year that we've ever had. Can I read just a couple of things to you? We've adjusted our staffing structure this year to better utilize our onboard talent. Jared Van Voorst, who many of you are familiar with, Jared Van Voorst is now our full-time student ministries director. And we have added a brand new staff member in Katie Gunderson, soon to be Katie Gresseth. And I don't know if she's in the room tonight, but we welcome Katie. Katie's in the back. She's in the atrium. I see her. She'll be our brand new middle school coordinator. Carter Sample, who was our middle school coordinator last year, has now become our high school coordinator. So exciting changes there. We've made adjustments in our use of building space to free up room for Halo small groups by giving them access to meeting in the atrium. That's a little bit different for us this year. This will lessen the noise levels and provide more of an atmosphere for conversation and meaningful connection. So if you're Halo small group leader, we've been working hard this year to make it an even more effective time for you. We have new set designs. You've seen that here and in the activity center and changes. And we have all new song lists for Power Life and Catalyst. This year's curriculum is better than ever, and we will be launching weekend children's ministry at our brand new Hosanna Shakopee campus coming this January. The amount of kids that are already registered for Wednesday night programming is 2,033 already, with more registrations coming in daily. That's of this afternoon at 3 o'clock. 2,033 students have registered for Halo, Power Life, and Catalyst for Wednesday night programming. Isn't that exciting? Thanks. Yeah, praise the Lord for that. If you add the amount of students that are also participating on weekend programming, we have over 3,000 students a week that participate in youth ministries. This year alone, now this is significant for you. Listen to this. This is amazing. This year alone, we have 131 Halo small group leaders, 50 Halo room assistants, 110 children's church room assistants, 119 guest services 3 volunteers on rotation. In student ministries, we have 295 small group leaders and coaches in Power Life and Catalyst. We also have prayer team volunteers, 24 That's 14 prayer team volunteers, 24 Peace Force members, 5 designated subs, 31 student leaders, and 9 admin team volunteers. This gives us a grand total of 785 youth ministry leaders and volunteers that are working this year in youth ministries. Give yourselves a hand. Way to go. Way to go. Here's what I want to tell you. We have amazing expectations for this year. This will be we haven't had a year like we're about to have. This is going to be a banner year for youth ministries. Thank you so much for your participation. I want to say something to you. As we move forward tonight, you're going to hear some very specific information and some training about how to do what it is that you've signed up to do. But let me remind you that the presence of God and God's Spirit is with you this year, and that He is empowering you to do what you've been asked to do. When you come to the end of yourself, that's where God begins. You will be the hands and feet of Jesus to thousands of students this year. It's going to be amazing. God is going to use you in ways that you never dreamed possible. Will it be hard? Harder than you can imagine. Will it be tough at times? Absolutely. Will it be more rewarding than you ever thought possible? Absolutely. You are going to impact the lives of students this year, and they will never forget you. Think about that. They will never forget you for the rest of their lives. You will plant seeds of the Word of God in their lives this year that will bear fruit throughout the rest of their lives and will affect their children and their grandchildren. What you are doing this year in youth ministries and your activity and your heart and what you're pouring into the lives of our students is literally impacting eternity. So I want to say, way to go. And I also want to say to you that God's Spirit is with you and He has empowered you to do that. One thing that I like to always talk about when I'm in front of youth ministry leaders is something that I learned very early on in youth ministry. I heard Jeannie Mayo. She was a longtime youth pastor, and many people trained to be youth pastors underneath her. But she said it this way, and it's a great way of saying it. She said, look, guys, what we do in youth ministry is we are frog kissers. And before you leave tonight thinking, what in the world is he talking about, let me remind you of the Disney movie, The Princess and the Frog. Do you know the story? The story goes like this. The prince evil witch has put a spell on this prince. And this prince, who's a handsome prince, has got everything going for him. She turns him into a frog. And the only way that he'll ever be rescued or turned back into this prince that he really is if a beautiful princess falls in love with him and kisses this frog. Now, the witch she's gambling on the fact that nobody will ever fall in love with a frog, especially kiss this frog. But you know how the story goes. What happens? This frog meets this princess, and she does, in fact, fall in love with the inner beauty of this frog, and she sees past the warts, she sees past the slime, and she kisses the frog anyway. And what happens when she kisses the frog? He turns into a handsome prince. And what Jeannie Mayo said years ago, she said, what we do in youth ministry is we are dealing with kids and teenagers who have slime and dirt and stuff in their lives that's not pretty and things that can very easily turn us off if we're just looking on the surface. But if we can see through all of the shell, see through the veneer, see through the walls that they put up, and we can see to the person that God has created them to be, the inner potential, the person that He is calling forth out of them, and we can kiss that potential in their life, then God will turn them into the beautiful prince, the princess that He has called them to be. And He uses us to do that. Can I say to you that this is a very good picture of what God wants to use you to do this year? Trust me, you're going to have some trying moments. My first years here, I was fresh in the door, and they said, hey, you're the new guy. Here's a sixth grade small group of guys. And how many of you have ever been a small group leader for boys before, sixth grade boys? God bless you. We can share war stories afterwards, especially when we went to retreat, right? But I can tell you this, I tried every trick that I knew from years of doing youth ministry. I think that I got my boys to pay attention for a total of 10 minutes all year long. But you know what was exciting? This last May, those same kids that wouldn't pay attention when I had them in small group, every one of them went through confirmation. It was awesome. And they finally hit puberty and settled out a little bit, you know, quit being so hyperactive. And God was moving in their lives. Those were those seeds that were sown in sixth grade when I was so frustrated and I didn't think they were listening. They still were here in eighth grade, and God, we got them over the finish line of confirmation, and they're signing up for Catalyst. Isn't that awesome? So that's what God wants to use you to do. We have a vision here. It's called I-35, especially those that are brand new and helping out in youth ministry. Let me just go over this with you because this really is our playbook. This is our destination, where we're going in youth ministries. I want to show you what I-35 is out of the book of Isaiah, chapter 35, and really our mission, our vision. Maybe you've seen the logo at the top there. You see Isaiah 35. It's in our hallways. It's in our youth material. But Isaiah 35 says this, and a great road will go through that once deserted land, and it will be named the Highway of Holiness. Evil-minded people will never travel on it. It will be only for those who walk in God's ways. Fools will never walk there. Lions will not lurk along its course, nor any other ferocious beasts. There will be no other dangers. Only the redeemed will walk on it. Those who have been ransomed by the Lord will return. They will enter Jerusalem singing, crowned with everlasting joy. Sorrow and mourning will disappear, and they will be filled with joy and gladness. Isaiah 35 tells the story of Jerusalem, or the people of God, rebuilding a highway. God's people had been in captivity in Babylon. 70 years earlier, they had been taken over by the Babylonian army and taken as slaves to Babylon. After 70 years, God says, that's enough. It's time for you to return to your promised land. And here's what he says. In order for you to get there, I want you to build a highway through the desert that clearly marks a path for my people to find their way out of captivity to the place that I have planned for them. This is a beautiful picture, and it is a great picture and metaphor of what we are doing in youth ministries. We are building a clearly marked road, a clearly marked path for students to find their way, to make a journey out of fracture and brokenness and sin and captivity, and journey on a journey with Jesus to the place called best, the life that God has planned for them. To do that, we have clearly marked a highway of holiness through the desert for them to follow. That is our I-35 vision. I want to go over this highway with you very quickly. The highway is broken up into four sections. The first section is First Look, and this is our ministry for kids 6 weeks to pre-K. 6 weeks to pre-K. And we said in First Look, the main objective for that ministry, our First Look ministry, is to introduce the faith to our young children. We're telling them about who God is and that he created the world and that he has a son named Jesus and that he loves them. That's our main objective. That's what we're doing for students in First Look. As they get a little bit older and continue to travel this highway of holiness, then they come into the section of highway that we call learning the faith. We've introduced the faith in First Look, and now we are teaching them what is in the Bible. We're teaching them the Bible, the stories, the main concepts in Scripture. And our main objective is we want them to learn about the faith. We do that through Halo, Wednesday night Halo, children's church on the weekend. As they get a little bit older and they enter into middle school, then they come into Power Life. And our main objective in Power Life is embracing the faith. Developmentally, this is the time where our students are crossing the gap from it being their parents' faith or their grandparents' faith, and they're old enough now to make the decision, I want this to be my faith. And that culminates with confirmation in eighth grade. As they get older and now they've embraced the faith, then in high school, in Catalyst, we talk to them about what does it look like now for you to live this faith. So we've introduced, they've learned, they've embraced, and now it's time to live it. This is our I-35 vision. And no matter where you are plugging in tonight, no matter where, what section of the road that you are volunteering for, please understand that we are all working for the same vision of bringing students and children out of brokenness, bondage, and captivity, and introducing them and leading them to the life that God has for them. Amen. May I pray for you tonight as we start this journey together before we break up in just a moment, and I'll introduce somebody else here in just a moment. Well, before we go further, let's pray and ask the Lord to start our journey right this year. Let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for the opportunity to stand in front of your people tonight. And Lord, I pray that the same spirit that's on us as a staff that you've called to minister to these students, the same spirit that's on us, I pray, Lord, right now that you would transfer that upon these leaders that are in the room tonight. Lord, I pray that your Holy Spirit would settle upon your people, these leaders, empower them, Lord, to effectively reach the next generation. Empower them, Lord, to build the highway of holiness that leads students out of brokenness and sin and fracture into the life that you have planned for them. Lord, this is going to be a great year, so we bring it to you. We celebrate our time together tonight. We thank you in advance for the many stories of life change that we're going to hear all year long because of the folks that are in the room tonight. Thank you, Lord, for our time together. In Jesus' name, amen. Coming now is Kara Storzinger. She is our children's ministry director, and she's going to tell us what's next. Thanks, Kara.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for being here tonight. We so appreciate each and every person, and we could not do this ministry without each and every person that we know God has called to be here tonight and throughout this year. I get the wonderful opportunity to introduce our snack. That's important tonight, right? So in a minute, we are going to be breaking up into, as Shay said, ministry-appropriate groups where you will receive specific training in the area that you have agreed to serve in this year. But before we do that, we want to give you a chance to fellowship a little bit and to have a tasty treat. So on the screens, we've got where you will need to go, and we are going to try to get you as separated out as possible so that we, just to alleviate any confusion, which we did experience a bit last year, so we hope that this will help. We would like to send Power Life and Catalyst leaders down to the CLC. That is where your snack is provided, and then you will have your training there as well. We are finishing with Shay's talk just a bit early, so I would head into your spaces maybe at about 10 to, as opposed to 7 o'clock that says on your schedule. Then we can get started a little earlier as well. Children's ministry volunteers, all of children's ministry volunteers, that includes Halo volunteers, children's church volunteers, and guest services 3, hospitality volunteers. We want to send you down toward door 5. There are some tables there for your snack. And then after you pick up your snack and do a little fellowshipping, you can head to your respective areas. If you are here for Halo, after you pick up your snack, you can then come back into the worship center. And April Kleinwalterink, our Halo coordinator, will be working with you in that breakout. And all your materials will be are right on the tables outside the worship center doors there that we'll uncover in just a minute. So Halo back here in the worship center. And if you're here for children's church room assistant training, that will be occurring in the activity center. So you can make your way that way. And guest services 3 volunteers will join Rachel Stack at the guest services 3 desk. Okay? And then all Peace Force volunteers will be heading, it says room 1, is that correct? 15, that's what I thought. Room 1 is a preschool room, so that doesn't make sense. Room 15 is where Peace Force volunteers will head. So you may dismiss and introduce yourself to someone maybe that you don't know. Thanks a lot.